And welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of Offenbach's Le Conte d'Hoffmann. We are now entering Act 3, loosely based on E.T.A. Hoffmann's Die Abenteuer der Silvesternacht. In this act, we find ourselves now in Venice. Hoffmann and Niklas are visiting the palace, and Niklas and a beautiful courtesan, Giulietta, sing an old folk song before being interrupted by Hoffmann. Niklas warns Hoffmann not to fall in love with her, but he does anyway. And Giulietta does not love Hoffmann. She is only trying to win his affections in order to steal his reflection. Earlier, she had made a deal with Dapertutto in order to get an exquisite diamond. Prior to meeting Hoffmann, she had stolen the shadow of her previous lover, Schlemiel. Schlemiel is still in love with Giulietta and becomes jealous seeing her with Hoffmann. At the dinner party, Hoffmann realizes his reflection is missing when he passes by a mirror. Still infatuated with Giulietta, Hoffmann doesn't think twice about it. He confronts Schlemiel and asks for the key to her room. Schlemiel adamantly refuses, and the two challenge each other in a duel. Hoffmann overpowers him, and Schlemiel is killed. He takes the key from Schlemiel's pocket and rushes to Giulietta's room, but finds it abandoned. He looks out her window and sees her walking out of the palace in the arms of yet another man. And in the epilogue, after Hoffmann has regaled his audience with all of these stories, and having become completely drunk, he confesses that he will never love again. He explains that the woman in the stories represents three different sides of Stella. Niklas shows her true form and tells Hoffmann that he should love her and devote his life to poetry instead. He agrees wholeheartedly. And when Stella comes to the tavern, having grown tired of waiting for him in the dressing room, she approaches Hoffmann. He tells her that he does not love her, and the muse tells Stella that Lindorf has been waiting for her the whole time, so Stella leaves the tavern with him instead. Here we are now at Act 3 of Offenbach's Le Conte d'Hoffmann, right here on Flat Baroque.
Hello. prese fort. Fille bien-aimée, tu m'avais promis de ne plus chanter.
La 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 Silence, vêtements tôt. Thank you.
Ma
Et moi, ce n'est pas la part de Dieu, ce qui m'enchante. Au pied de la beauté qui nous vient à livrer, le plaisir doit-il soupirer? Non, il a la bouche, écoutez comme il chante, écoutez comme il chante. Ami, la boutade revêt, erreur. L'amour va les bruits et les vins d'hiver. Que de brûler, n'est-ce votre cœur sans fureur. En fièvre d'hypres, s'il consumait votre âme. Transport d'amour, durez un jour, durez un jour. Oh, diable, celui qui plairait pour de vos yeux. Un livre se meillera de changer, et vos tineres dans les cieux.
Oh, diable, celui qui pleure de vos yeux. Un livre se meillera de changer,
et vos tineres dans les cieux. Elle t'a prêté sa clarté modée, mais fou caché au cœur de feu l'enfer. Bonheur du paradis où l'amour t'envie, serment espoir, mon Dieu, rêve de la vie. Ô chastité, ô pureté, ô pureté, moti, ah, au diable, celui qui plairait pour de moitié, à nos livres se veillèrent de changer, mais mon sonore dans les cieux,
au diable, celui qui plairait pour de moitié.
Je ne tuerai pas, sauf une arme certaine.
J'ai tout perdu.
Quoi? Vous aussi? Oh, Viens-tu?
Pas encore.
Je comprends, mais je veille sur toi.
Qu'attendez-vous, monsieur?
Que vous me donniez une certaine clé que je jurais d'avoir.
Vous n'aurez cette clé qu'avec ma vie, monsieur.
Je prendrai donc l'une et l'autre.
C'est ce qu'il faut voir. En garde.
Vous n'avez pas d'épée. Prenez la mienne.
Merci.
Hoffmann, des sbires!